This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hey, look, head up to the website, okay? The realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of ways you can get involved in the conversation, okay? And, you know, I love it. Let your friends, your loved ones, your not-so-loved ones, let them all know about what's going on. Let them all know about the show, because I'll tell you, one of the ways to irritate or, you know, get them ginned up, if you would. Okay? One of the ways that we get people involved, engaged, and rolling with this is for you to get the message out. Because right now, some of you know, we can't get the message out. And I don't mean that like, you know, because we're lousy. We can't get the message out because they won't let us. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and truly being part of the whole conversation as a whole. All right. Like I said, a lot of good stuff happening. Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break here. And, man, do we have a whole bunch to talk about. By the way, story today. The Mafia has now requested that we no longer, they don't want to be called the mob anymore, right? It's because of the negative association with political activists. At a private event, representatives of various organizations of crime groups came forward to request that the press stop referring to them as the mob. They said they know where your kids go to school and where your mother's rest home is at, so you better do what they say. Anyway, because of all the negative stuff going on, when people hear about the mob, said Joey the Ice Pick Polino, they now think of the people mindlessly screeching about some red versus blue political nonsense. No one even understands what these people are talking about or what they want, Joey said. A big mouth, Al Big Mouth Venturo agreed. What's the first word in organized crime? Organized. We're not just idiots screaming at people in restaurants like the mobs you see. I mean, occasionally we kill people in restaurants, but that's organized. The Mafia members detailed how when people heard what they were part of the mob, they used to be scared of them. Now people are more disgusted, mistaking them for the people replying in all caps on Twitter instead of people involved in violent racketeering as we are. We demand respect, said Louis the Duck Costanzo. So if you care about your input in politics, you better stop calling us the mob, because otherwise you're going to get whacked. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll all be dead and you won't have a chance to vote. There you go. And then the only people left voting would be Democrats. So says Joey. All right. Come on. I have to have a little fun with this, right? Okay. Yes, people, that was satire. I don't think the mob would be calling to say, please stop. I think you'd find less journalists on the street if they wanted it to stop. 855 real show. 855-732-5563. And you know, again, before Xander comes on, I like looking for the crazy stuff. I really do. I enjoy, I don't want to say off color. I enjoy some of the wax stories. I think they're kind of cool. I enjoy the stories that kind of have a little, because, you know, you get into some of the nastiness. And it just doesn't stop. Where the heck was that? I just had that up. Apparently there's a problem with the beer seals. Now, I know, I don't speak so good sometimes, so it doesn't sound right. And it's not bear seals, it's beer seals are down. But you never know why, or you never guess why. Apparently what's happened, this is great, because of the legalization of marijuana all over the place, beer seals has taken a tumble. What do you think of that? Right? Because it's easier to get dope than it is to get beer now. So if beer sales is taking that much of a nosedive, and pot sales is on the rise, can somebody kind of figure that through? Can you work that through and figure out why? Apparently the kids are finding it easier to get beer, I mean easier to get dope, than it is to get beer. Does that scare anybody? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged, truly being there and being involved. You know, later on in the show, I just had this conversation with a Democrat the other night about how women should be believed no matter what. And then I went out and took a look and I found an article that lists 35 times that men were falsely accused of sexual assault. Now, I would love some feminist that believes that a woman should be believed no matter what, all the time, first accusation, all the way through. I want to hear it. I want to hear you say that. So we'll talk about that later on. As I said earlier, Bar Rescue host John Taffer on the impact of marijuana on beer and broader alcohol market. He said beer sales across the country are declining. Beer sales are way down, and dope sales are way up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon product choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a
4th of July. We are back. Never be ashamed to be American. Never, never, never be ashamed to talk about American exceptionalism. Never be ashamed to be a proud American, unless you're already in the pond, in which case, on the other side of the pond, in which case you may have some issues. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, Live from the other side of the pond, we have Xander Gibb with us. He joins me every week. I always have a good time when Xander's on the show. Xander, how you doing?
I am doing good. It's cold again, but apart from that,
you know what?
I am doing wonderfully. And when do you think that I, you know, I am actually, I don't know if you know the show, but I am Donald Trump's official, unofficial ambassador to the United Kingdom for the Trump train. So I would have thought that, you know, in other countries, you know, Americans that are in other countries should be, you know, planting that flag and, you know, shouting about America even more than Americans living in America.
I know. It's really interesting to watch how people feel, or how people still here in this country afraid to talk about Trump openly, which is really sad when you think about what we're supposed to stand for. Those same people screaming for freedom of speech, you know, or so-called freedom of speech on the left. I mean, they're not allowing us to have a freedom of speech, are they?
No. No, absolutely not. In fact, even this week on Facebook, I had a legitimate article with regards to our friend, what's her name, in California?
Oh,
Maxine. Maxine.
Oh,
and Facebook took it down.
Wow.
And so I challenged them. I said, don't take that down. It's a legitimate article. So they apologized and put it back up. And I was like,
you're going to be kidding
me. Sit down and take my pills.
Yeah. I mean, really, seriously, you're the Twilight Zone or something?
Yeah.
How did you get them to do that?
I was surprised.
You're paying them a lot of money, aren't you? Right?
I can't. No, I'm not. They ain't getting a nickel out of me.
No, they're getting worse and worse and worse. We're going to have some people on the show next week who were directly involved in what went down this week, where they were taking down hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Facebook pages for conservatives. And with no rhyme or reason, they'd give you short notice, and then bang, it was gone. It's just craziness. Anyway,
I really do think eventually that Donald Trump is going to do something about this. I don't know exactly what he can do, but you know, the thing is that our freedom of speech should not end when we get onto the computer. And, you know, if you're not inciting hatred or violence, if you're just sharing your opinion, why should that be deemed as offensive just because it doesn't agree with the owners of the site or those that are paying for the most advertising?
Listen, think of the average IQ of the congressperson. Do you really want them? I mean, I'm having a hard time with this from a heartburn standpoint. How involved do you want them in this? Seriously.
I don't know, but what is the answer? Because we're being batted. You know, I've gone from a really good, productive Twitter page to one with 1,000 people on it. So how do I get my message out when I am banned and suspended forever on an account just for defending the president? I mean, how un-American is that, really?
You think they would ban him if they thought they could pull it off?
Of course.
Yeah.
And you know, the ridiculous thing that it has to go to the Supreme Court for people to say, Donald Trump banned me and it's not fair. So it's okay. You know, everybody in the land has the right to block people from their Twitter page apart from Donald Trump. He has to put up with it all. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't read most of it, but why should he be the only person on the planet? Even though he's the president, he's still a citizen. Why should he have to put up with this level of attack, you know, 24/7? And his family, too. If someone said the things that they say to his family to my family, I would be going visiting their houses. You know? It's not good.
You're a violent person, Xander. Violent, violent. Look at
just verbally. Just verbally, Joe.
It's the same thing, but it's the same thing with Kavanaugh. When Kavanaugh came up through there, he wasn't just fighting for himself. You know, he talked about his girls. Look at what he was doing to his girls. Look at what he was doing to his wife, his mom. You know, people are really short-sighted. If they really believe that you should have, going after that guy was just affecting him alone, you know?
I think even a wider effect was on other conservatives, even other men, because, you know, the outcome of that, the whole thing, you know, affects all of us. And I think that, you know, justice has to prevail in these situations. And I'm sick of us having to pussyfoot around liberals. It's just ridiculous. You know, I was saying to you before we came on the show, in the UK, This week, a certain brand of tissue manufacturer has had to take man size off the box because it's offensive. I mean, I can't do this anymore. Don't buy the product. If you find the product offensive, then vote with your feet. Don't buy it. But don't tell the rest of us that when we've got a cold, we've got to have these little tissues that tear, you know, but as soon as you pick them up, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
whatever,
you know,
next.
Wait a minute. That's you're right there. That's the one that aggravates me the most, is the fact that that a very small number of people can tell me what and how to do, can keep
right.
me from, you know, in New York when the bonehead was going crazy there, can keep me from buying my 64-ounce gulp. I had to go buy 2 32s. What are you going to do today? Now I'm wasting 2 plastic straws. Would I be in jail for that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, in California, for sure, you know. Are you carrying?
Yeah, I got a spare straw in my back pocket.
We're living in a ridiculous age, and the thing is that if we don't speak out about these things, I wonder kind of what is coming next, because the ridiculousness of it all is just, you know, it leaves me, you know, my jaw drops every time I see these things. I was accused of being a racist this week on Twitter because I told a black person they didn't speak for the whole of the black community, so that is racist. The world's gone mad, I tell you.
Oh, no kidding, right? I mean, and this isn't the first time. These people, really, this is getting nuts in so many ways. And here's the aggravating thing about all this. You can't even stick up for somebody. So you know, when I've talked about the black plight, or I've talked about a woman's plight, you know, some of the issues they're going through, I'm told to shut up. I'm a white guy. I have no right to speak on their behalf, but... It's funny how everybody else has a right to speak on my behalf, that white guy behalf. Hey, got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, Xander will be with us. I'm getting nervous on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi state media reporting that Kamel Khashoggi, the missing activist and writer, last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd, was killed in a quarrel or fight. A commission set up by the Saudis have a month to release their report. 19 Saudi nationals are being detained for the investigation. The deputy of the Saudi intelligence services has been released from his duties. Before the announcement, President Trump in Arizona on possible consequences.
Well, I think it's too early to say. We want to see. We're doing investigations right now.
A caravan of around 3,000 immigrants, mostly fleeing violence in Honduras, are trying to enter Mexico from Guatemala to seek refuge either there or in the United States. President Trump has threatened to close the border with Mexico if the caravan isn't stopped. A surge of migrants broke through a steel fence that had been padlocked shut. A U.N. special investigator says the migrants should be treated with respect and their cases considered on an individual basis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Damn, there you go. No way, Daniel.
They won't have me back. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Stay part of the conversation. God. Stuff that pops up on my screen. God bless America. Anyway, let's bring him in. Xander Gibb joins me. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Xander Gibb, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, people, I'll have to show, well, I can't show it to you later, but whatever. Anyhow, let's get back to the, or we're going to start with the caravan of love, as you call
yeah.
it, you know. All these refugees, immigrants, people seeking asylum, whatever it is, coming up from, well, I mean, all parts south, really. And the play that I loved, you're going to laugh at me, but the play that I loved that you've never seen any other president do, instead of President Trump sending the troops to the border, he did one better. He told Guatemala, he told Mexico, hey, the money can stop, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't you think it was a great move?
Well, it's funny. I think Donald Trump reads my timeline, because I've been saying for years that the way to exercise a level of control over other countries is to cut aid and trade. And if you kind of want to keep your money coming from America, then you kind of have to work with us, and if you don't work with us, then, you know, the line of finance is to be cut off. But good for Donald Trump. You know, this is the thing for the 8 years prior to Donald Trump, we were used to this namby-pamby, oh, please don't do that approach. And right. Now we finally have someone in the White House who says, don't do that or else, and, you know, he's criticized for it. But I think good for you.
No, I'm with you on this one. I mean, I look at what they're doing. I look at what they're trying to pull off. And you have to say, look at, let him do what he needs to do to keep us safe. I mean, don't you find the timing of the suspect as well at all?
No, definitely not. But what I have to say is I want to rewind a little and to all these people that are referring, you know, all these liberal lefties that are saying that these are refugees. If these people were refugees, they would have, you know, if they were fleeing a war or whatever, they would have stopped in the first country that was better, you know, that was kind of better for them. Yep. And it's clear to me that this is a case of economic migrancy, because otherwise, you know, if you're going to get killed or whatever, and you identify as a refugee, you'll go to the first place that will have you.
Yeah, agreed. And there's ways coming up. There's ways they can get visas to come in here. They can get papers to come in here, and they don't. We were watching them live on TV today. Rip apart a fence. Was that the where was that border? Where?
Guatemala and Mexico.
So they're ripping the wall down to get in, to get past it. Wasn't it? You know, and you don't see any Guatemalan police. You didn't see any Mexican police there to speak of. I mean, there were some, but there weren't enough. We got to do something to stop them. We have to do something to bring order back to the situation, don't we?
Absolutely, because the concern is, you know, this to me is no different than the ideology with the travel ban. We cannot let large groups of people into the United States without fully vetting them because of the level of problems we've had to date. Whether they've been few or far between, we need to vet people correctly who are coming into the country and make sure that it's appropriate to let them in. And if you are that desperate to come into the United States, then you'll work with us. And if you can't, then go back to where you came from. I'm sorry if that sounds cruel, but it is that simplistic, surely.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree with you, okay? I mean, you really have to prove that you have an issue. That's number one. Number two is, We can't. I know people, their hearts are bleeding. They look at what they see on TV. They go, oh, my God, we've got to let those people in. We've got to give them some place to go. Well, there's plenty of places they go between here and there.
Yeah, right?
There's plenty
for sure.
Of ways. I just found out today, I learned something different today, which was there's a difference between quote-unquote, refugees that come through Mexico or Mexicans that come in here. And then people that are one country removed from us, they're handled totally differently. And they know if they come here from any one of the other countries south of Mexico, then we give them basically a notice to show and send them off into America as a whole, into the U.S. as a whole. Who's going to come back?
Yeah. I mean, I saw a press conference this week, this last week, I think it was, with Donald Trump, or maybe it was an article, but he was actually talking about how he's going to get tougher with people that enter the country illegally. And the catch and release system is not working because the ideology of catching and releasing them is that they're going to go off and they're going to do the same again. So, you know, the only ideology is one of deportation. But I think the immigration problem is so huge right now that we have to fix the problem. And even when I was a Democrat, dare I say that on the show, I agreed that before we dealt with that problem that we should secure the border, because once we've secured the border and we know who's in the country, then we can actually deal with the problem of illegal immigration. Because it's not realistic to say, let's just send everybody back. Because who's going to pay for that? You know, the taxpayer would end up paying for that.
Right.
But it's actually got to an epidemic proportion now, and this needs to be dealt with.
No, I agree with you. And again, it's not that we're trying to be heartless. It's not like we don't care about them or don't care about what's going on. But, man, there's so much more to this. That's part of what bothers me. There's just so much more to this, and there's no reason for it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and I have to say, I am looking at the chat, and there are several people in the chat that are mentioning Soros, George Soros, in all of this, and it would not surprise me. It really wouldn't. Because let's face it, we know
neither.
That George Soros is behind Antifa. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, it wouldn't surprise me either.
Right. Oh, I thought you were stopping me to interject but let's face it, he's behind Antifa and lots of other things. He wants to bring chaos and destruction to the United States because he has this, you know, globalist ideology, and we have to stop him at all costs. I think Donald Trump at some point is going to say, you're gone. Because, you know, he lives in the United States. He has a home in the United States. He can come and go as he pleases. You know, if you are a treasonous person, we don't want you. If you're working against us, we don't want you.
No, I agree with you. If you're coming here to raise all kind of cane and do all kinds of crazy stuff, then you don't belong here. We have no want. No. We have no need. We have no desire to have you. All right? I mean, it's really that simple.
We have enough homegrown people doing that kind of thing. So we don't want people. We don't want people that shouldn't be here, you know, flooding into the country to do that. Because the thing is that, you know, we have enough people. We have enough welfare recipients in the United States right now. Why do we actually need any more that we need to fund and support? Because I've always said the basic premise for anyone with regards to immigration is that you need to get a job and you need to learn the language, but apparently that's racist too.
Yeah,
so go figure.
Oh, God. There's nothing that happens today in the news when it comes to immigration or what have you that surprises me. Absolutely nothing. But I'll tell you what, I was talking about this briefly before you came on. And I don't know which of these users, if any you are, I'm not stating I know, but you heard that beer sales is way down. I mean, really, they're really concerned about how much beer sales has tanked. But cannabis use has gone up tremendously. Nice. Right? No.
Yeah.
You know, really, let's put smoke in our lungs as opposed to alcohol in our blood system. I don't know. I'm just totally confused by this.
I think the scary thing about that, you know, and I've talked about this a lot on my own show when we talked about addiction. You know, most of us can have a few beers and you know, think nothing of it. But the thing is with cannabis is absolutely a gateway drug. And in all honesty, I would never have tried things like cocaine. I'm not talking about recently. I'm talking about, you know, 20, 25 years ago if I hadn't smoked weed.
Sure.
And so the ideology to play down this drug to our nation's youth is concerning, to say the least. So, you know, why are we not opening our eyes and doing something about it now?
It's not
rather than waiting till it's an epidemic.
It's not the dope of your grandfather. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no.
So different. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Mazzini, your host, Dana Gibb with me. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
I love it. I'm waiting for next for this y'all to come dancing in here with a bikini on. I've got to see your host. This is the real... maybe not so much now. Anyway... I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thank you so much for being with me. Do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate the time that he spends. Xander, how you doing?
I am wonderful.
Well, I know there's... definitely plenty of people in the chat room would think you are. They, you know, every week they come on early because they can't wait to hear from you. You should be doing, like, your own show or something like that, don't you think?
I know. Don't rub it in. We'll be back in November for sure.
that's kind of why I gave you the opening there. So you're coming back in November. You're going to be doing an online show to start. But don't make me hawk this for you. You do it.
Yep, Friday nights we're going to be going out. Time to be confirmed, and it will be online to begin with, and then it will be in a few other places too. But I will be back. I am ready now.
Well, you know what? Listen, how is this whole thing playing out in England? How are they seeing this refugee movement there?
I don't think they're really aware of it.
Really?
And the ones that are think that, you know, have this kind of attitude of, oh, well, they should let them in and help them and et cetera, et cetera. But I just find that so alarming because when you consider that if that was the UK and they were coming in from France, there would be a whole level of concern because, number one, how do we pay for them? Number two, how do we vet them? And how do we make sure they're not coming to kill us? And that's not me being dramatic. That's me being, you know, 200% honest.
We're being honest and real, right? I mean, seriously,
yeah.
Why can't we take into consideration that some of them might be coming here for the wrong reasons? I never understood
yeah.
that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think all of them would be coming here for the wrong reasons. And the thing is, at the end of the day, this is, as I said, this is like part two of the travel ban thing. And you know, everyone will say Donald Trump is racist and Donald Trump is bad because how dare he try and protect American citizens. But you know what? I think he's made of stronger stuff than to be concerned with the names that people call him, because they think that ultimately he's doing a darn good job, and I think that even people that didn't like him are beginning to see that now, which to me is very pleasing. You know, we've stood by our guy, and he's really, you know, come through for us, thankfully.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. He's taking a tough stance. I love the fact that, you know, he's not willing to back down to these boneheads, I'll put it that way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no reason for this. There was no reason whatsoever for him not to be able to protect us, no matter how we feel about it, or whoever feels about it.
No, you know? For sure. And you know, he's not there to be like this. You know, he's there to make a difference. And I think that ultimately, you know, doing the right thing doesn't always make you popular. But why should we just let people come into the country willy-nilly? You know, we have a huge immigration problem right now. So, you know, okay, the way to sort that out is just to, you know, ship in, you know, caravans full of Guatemalans or whatever the heck they are, because that will make the situation better. It won't, and it won't make it better economically for American citizens. You know, we're already paying a price for our immigration problem, so why do we need more?
No, I do agree with you. We have so many other issues to take care of. Do you agree that we really have to take care of our issues here first in this country before we really can help out other countries? I mean, we're so divided over how many, how much to spend in helping other countries out, right?
Right. Well, you know, I said this many times on this show, and that, you know, my grandmother used to say this phrase. She used to say charity begins at home. And I think that that's really true. We have to make sure American citizens are okay before we start giving, you know, aid to other countries. You know, whether it's Christian, whether it's kindness, whether it's the right thing to do, let's start with our own people. And again, apparently that makes me racist. To say that, you know, I mean, that, you know, America first is supposed to, you know, putting America first apparently makes you racist. So I guess I'm a racist, and I'm pointing out that, you know, one person in the black community doesn't speak for all of the black community means I'm a racist. So, you know,
I guess you could
make me the real side racist of the week.
Well, you know, it's really funny. And again, on your case for saying stuff like that, you know, a very good friend of mine made a comment, and he said he was quoting Roosevelt. And he said, if me wanting you to love the flag and speak English makes me a racist, then I'm a proud racist.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they went to town on it, right? And it's like, talk about taking something he said out of context. First of all, you know, the connotation of racist is someone who hates another race, a white guy who hates the black race, right? So they're pushing that narrative when that's not what he meant at all.
No, but I think the left has built this up for the last 20 years. They've created this divide that we're not allowed to disagree, because if we do, we're a hater. You know, I can't even do it within my own subcultures. You know, I can't even disagree with anyone in the gay community, or I'm homophobic and I'm gay.
That's right.
You know, it's actually just become so ridiculous. But, you know, I'm not going to stop, and I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. And I'm not going to stop standing true to my principles, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to make a difference. You know, if I drop dead tomorrow, you know, my grave marker should say, you know, here lies Andrew Gibb. He made a difference. And you know, I'm not here to be liked. And you know, I think that's a lesson that a lot of people could learn.
I got to tell you something. If you have any intention of dropping dead, would you give us a 2-week notice? Because I really gonna need time to find somebody else. So just
I sure will. Time.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, talking about some pretty whack stuff here. I got to tell you. Michael Moore met with the Pope. Did you hear about that?
I did.
You don't get much more pairing of an odd couple than that, do you? I mean, seriously,
no.
Think about it. And
he
was enamored by the Pope. Now, here's a man who is not, not that he's not a religious guy, but he has no love for religion.
No.
You know, and if you've written some of the things he's talked about when it comes to religious people, I'm just totally perplexed here. Why would he meet with the Pope?
Can I just ask, who paid for craft services?
Can you imagine? Oh, God. Well, the Pope probably would have ate, you know, a very menial meal where Michael was looking for the whole thing to be catered, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. Well, I think he travels with his own craft services truck. I mean,
oh,
you
God.
Know. I'm a fat guy. I can do fat jokes. It's okay.
Well, I can too, but they get mad at me when I say that, when I use words like, you know, fat. You know, my problem is I keep telling people that some people have an illness, and I get that. I'm not talking about that. But my problem is hand-in-mouth disease. You know, I can't keep hand away from my mouth with food in it, you know? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's funny. Since I've been on my new medication, we went out to eat the other night, and my family were like, I guess you're getting the extra large portion. I'm like, no, I'm getting the medium. And it's a surprise for me. You know, I have a much smaller appetite. Now my brain still wants more, but you know, my tummy is like, no, we'll have a small portion and see how we feel after that.
Yeah. Well, in the story about Moore, they talk about him growing up a Catholic, but he no longer practices because he disagrees with so much of the church's positions on abortion and gay marriage. No, actually, he disagrees with God, especially, I mean, abortion, taking a life. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused, Michael. God.
That's such a real dichotomy for me, you know, Michael Moore meeting with the Pope. I mean, that's like, I don't know. I mean, who's going to be meeting? Is he doing a TV show? Is he going to be meeting with Stormy Daniels next? Or... You know, well, what is it, really?
I don't know. This stuff just totally interests me to no end. I look at this and I go, are you really? Seriously? But anyhow, it's not my place. You know, forgiveness for everybody. I get it.
Yeah.
But the thing behind this,
not for Michael Moore, please.
But, no, listen, Xander, the problem for me is this. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in the church's stance. He doesn't believe because, you know, God is such a negative being. Why would you want to believe? So, really, so you know more than the creator of the universe. It infuriates me. Makes me nuts. Anyway.
But do you think he actually believes these things, or is it more about the attention that he can glean from that?
I don't know. There's some things that are, you know, like for me that are untouchable, right? I mean... I don't mind having a lighthearted moment talking about Jesus, but I wouldn't say anything that was totally 180 degrees from what he believes just to get, you know, just to get attention. And I know you wouldn't either.
No.
So, no, I don't hold people in high esteem that would do that. Tell people how to find you because we're up against it.
XanderGibb.com or any delicatessen in the United Kingdom.
And your bad pizza joint, never find him in a pizza joint.
No pizza in the UK.
Not going to happen. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up from the break. Listen, there was a video done that supporters, Beto O'Rourke supporters, can't name one of his accomplishments. Man, the left is good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.